Hello, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU provides each of our listeners with current information on a wide variety of topics related to health, athletic performance, fitness, and nutrition. On Track 1, Corey will provide his commentary adapted from the Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor Education Program, current research data, and his clinical experience. On Track 2, he will be joined by Tracy Hawley on He Said, She Said, for her female focus on topics related to whole food, health, relationships, and raising healthy children. Track 3 features an interview with our special guest, who will share their expertise and experience in the healthcare, fitness, and sports nutrition field. Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, Volume 12, Number 3. The last edition of Clinical Review, I discussed the multiple health and energy benefits of juicing. First, I described the incredible inner healing benefits associated with drinking fresh juice on a regular basis. Fresh juices revitalize the system, reduce inflammation in the gut and intestines directly, and provides a clean, reliable source of clean-burning, non-toxic carbohydrates. Next, I talked about the labor of actually making the juice. This is the snag for most people. They get hung up on the inconvenience of making the juice, and as I mentioned, it's often because they are not focusing on the health benefits enough, like the person who works out in the gym who gets bored or frustrated. Or they are simply not convinced that the health benefits of drinking the juice are equal to the hassle of making it, which includes chopping, juicing, and cleaning up the mess. Unfortunately, the great majority of home juice extractors are not utilized on a regular daily basis and often end up collecting dust in the cupboard or in the driveway on display during a spring garage sale to be sold for next to nothing. Finally, I discuss the technology of juicing, as in what juicer you should use or choose when you decide to start juicing. There are juicers that masticate and triturate the plants, but most juicers are centrifugal juicers, meaning they have a circular blade that spins around in a circle at a very high RPM. Centrifugal juicers work by first grating the plant into pulp and then straining the pulp through a metal screen. The juice and the pulp are separated and exit the juicer via different pathways. Juicing, like exercise and sleep, is important enough to view as a necessity well worth the effort. So start juicing your way to health and enjoy the colorful scenery along the way. My topic for this episode of Clinical Review is Principles of Sports Nutrition Number 15, Sarcopenia. As most people age, they tend to lose nerve and muscle connections, which greatly decreases the utility of their skeletal muscle fibers. Muscle and lean tissue loss associated with aging is called sarcopenia. Lean tissue includes blood, bone mass, ligaments, cartilage, connective tissue, skin, vital organs, and of course, functional muscle. Sarcopenia is a medical term. Sarco means flesh, and penia means poverty. The term was originally coined by Evans and Rosenberg, authors of Biomarkers, the 10 Keys to Prolonging Vitality. Vitality is what life and optimum health is all about. Vitality is energy, and energy is chi. To preserve our chi or life force, we have to preserve functional muscle and lean mass. And of course, this is where the training and whole food nutrition principles come in. As far as I'm concerned, it's all about preserving our chi and prolonging quality of life. That's the point, to focus on quality of life. When you build quality, you automatically get quantity. You can visually identify sarcopenia in most people beginning around age 25. This phenomenon is the gateway to premature senescence, accounting for reduced oxygen consumption and a significant loss of functional capacity. Senescence means to grow old. It's the natural process of accumulated changes that occur to our molecular and cellular structure. These changes disrupt normal healthy metabolism, resulting in eventual deterioration and termination of life. Hence, most of us die as a consequence of damage, not old age, being hit by lightning or eaten by a shark. Old age and age itself, chronologically speaking, at least how it is perceived by the masses, merely synchronizes with the damage we experience biologically. So it's not time itself that's the enemy. Time is just a dimension used to measure and calculate motion. One of my favorite movie quotes is by actor Malcolm McDowell, who plays Dr. Soren in the Star Trek film Generations. Time is the fire in which we burn. I just love that quote. It makes so much sense. Think about it. We're all burning up in the same atmosphere that supports life on our planet. This is known as the oxygen paradox. We can't live without oxygen, but breathing it in and living in it over time is what causes most of the cellular damage to our cell matrix, including our DNA and mitochondria. In some ways, it's like we're rusting out from the inside. Now, as a result of losing lean mass and muscle over time, we generate less heat and we become less thermogenic. That means our fat-burning potential and efficient use of fat as a fuel source decreases, and with less functional muscle, we experience more problems with fatigue and weakness, plus a much higher susceptibility to injury. As much as 35 to 50% of an individual's muscle mass can disappear between the ages of 20 and 90, and by age 70, some muscles may have lost as many as 50% of their motor units and 75% of their fiber numbers. This brings us face to face with the concept, if you don't use it, you lose it, otherwise known as disuse atrophy. Type 2 fibers are affected the most as common forms of activity among seniors, such as lawn bowling, gardening, walking, or card playing, lack the intensity required to stimulate type 2 fiber involvement. Type 2 fibers are white, fast-twitch power fibers. Fast-twitch fibers contract quickly and powerfully, but fatigue very rapidly, sustaining only short anaerobic bursts of activity before muscle contraction becomes painful. Type 2 fibers contribute most to muscle strength and have greater potential for increase in mass. So there you go. Many seniors lack the benefits of growth hormone release that come only through intense exercise performance, intensity being relative here to existing strength and development. For example, let's say there's a 75-year-old woman performing reps on a bench press machine in the gym. Chances are she's not lifting heavy enough to elicit any growth hormone release. The weight is most likely too light for her to really exert herself, and most likely she's been cautioned or warned by someone against lifting so-called heavy. With proper instruction, excellent nutrition, and sufficient time to adapt, however, she could easily increase the weight progressively and perform, say, 2 sets of 6 reps with a heavier weight and really push hard, much harder, say, than what she is normally used to doing. This extra effort or intensity is not a genuine risk factor like most people think. In fact, the opposite is true. Intensity is not a dirty word, and it certainly doesn't hurt us. Instead, it creates a multidimensional health value inside the body that card playing or lawn bowling could never do. And by the way, it's not one or the other, it's both. I say hit the weights in the gym with intensity and intelligence, and then play cards all night long if you want to, or lawn bowl, or go for a walk. But people usually don't incorporate the intense action into their lifestyle, and that is why they deteriorate so rapidly towards the end. I remember having lunch with Dr. Scott Connolly, the original formulator of Metarex. Dr. Connolly is a medical doctor and cardiologist, and as a consequence of his profession, had the opportunity to do lab research and work directly with aging patients in a hospital environment. Connolly told me a story about one of his patients who was 100 years old. The man was weak and falling apart, but instead of sending him home to die, Connolly put him on a high-protein diet and got him into a full-body weight training program at 100 years old. And do you know what happened? This centenarian was revitalized, his muscles grew, his strength returned, and his chronic pain disappeared. Now, what causes sarcopenia? And can the condition be delayed or prevented? And, of course, the answer is affirmative. It's absolutely possible to delay and prevent and even reverse sarcopenia. The ultimate cause of this condition is the result of exposure to the natural forces of the universe, which cause the breakdown, decay, erosion, and decomposition of everything, everywhere, through oxidation. Oxidation is the natural degradation of high-energy molecules to low-energy molecules and occurs as a result of continuous exposure to oxygen radiation from the sun and light from the sun also. These forces are highly catabolic and occur throughout the universe, like gravity and entropy. They are universal constants, like the speed of light, which, by the way, is 299,792,458 meters per second. That is a constant. It's always that fast. It's never less than that speed. It's always that speed. So get in touch with the knowledge of constants, and you will begin to understand what role physics and the understanding of these forces of nature have to do with our health. Many people have no knowledge of them at all and feel as if they're at the mercy of forces which they typically associate with something supernatural or mystical, and nothing could be further from the truth. Now, these forces are highly catabolic, so what can we do to minimize catabolism, the breakdown, and maximize anabolism, which is the construction, the building up? How can we minimize the process that leads to reduction, breakdown, and attrition? Well, it's all about controlling stress, that ever-present invisible force of change. Change is a constant. Everything changes in the universe, and you have to find a way to offset the effects of changes that occur in your body, and that's the key with staying well and strong and fit. It's about understanding that if you build yourself out of the finest raw materials, you are going to simply last longer than somebody else that's weak, has no fitness in their life whatsoever, no physical activity, and their body just deteriorates at an accelerated speed. It's about maintaining an anabolic environment inside the body. That's what it's all about. It's about creating an anabolic flux through resistance training, weight training, body shaping, and doing everything we can to feed the tissue, to feed the muscle, and to feed ourselves well. This is how we can prevent and delay sarcopenia. So you could be 50, 60, 70, and 80 and look like you're still living in a 20 or 30-year-old body. Of course, there's going to be changes that occur. Ultimately, you can't stop the hands of time. However, the fitness model and the intellectual model, the development of the mind and body, is the Greek model that Plato and Aristotle talked about. That's what led to the creation of the Olympics. And it was really about mind and body. It was about building a strong, fit, superb physical body and incorporating into that body a mind of great intelligence, of great value, of great insight, and a great philosophy of life that is purpose-driven and focused on the accumulation of the knowledge that we need to live well and stay well and stave off disease and unnecessary physical suffering. Now, I think that this is a marvelous paradigm. Once you know that it's possible to stay well longer than what we've seen, say, in our parents' generation or their generation, and it's obvious to me, it's just basically neglect, overwork, overstress, poor nutrition, a lot of factors contribute. But this should give us hope. Science has proven with our current technology that we can delay the onset of what mainstream typically associates with age, which is a decrepit, weak, and excessively wrinkled body filled with disease and decay. That paradigm or vision, however, is not in sync with scientific evidence. We have evidence to support the premise that men and women today can outlive in terms of performance and brilliance. We can shine like a sun much, much longer than we have ever been able to do, but it takes work and it takes effort and it takes focus. The good news is that men and women of any age can prevent the premature wasting of functional lean mass, and yes, we can even gain it back. That is of particular value, that knowledge, that anyone, anywhere can transform themselves and get back into shape, get back to health and wellness. Usually they're there because they've neglected themselves, they've abandoned themselves, they've gone through some hard times, they've lost the drive, they've lost the ambition that they need to get their butt in gear. Now, we can have greater quality of life, less weakness, more strength, and maintain an independent state for a much longer period of time than in the past. Of course, this approach that I'm talking about will not save us from dying in the end, but it will compress morbidity and increase our health span. So there's the lifespan, 120. There's the life expectancy in Canada, about 78. And the health span, about 37. That's how long most people are fit and well, and then they just start to crumble around 37 on average. And it's shrinking. That age is going down. It should be going up. For me, I'm pushing, striving, moving forward to keep what I love, called health and wellness of mind and body, alive and well. And it takes physical and mental and emotional work. We can live longer and feel better if we apply the right brand and style of functional medicine. And this is what our message as health professionals, as fitness professionals, should be. We should tell people, look it, you can get better. You can live disease-free. There is a way to apply these technologies, this medical knowledge, this functional medicine. There's a way to apply it day by day in real time, and you can create a lifestyle that lends itself towards health and fitness, not disease and premature death. So here's the question you have to ask yourself right now. Do you want to experience death on your knees begging for mercy, or standing upright with a sword in your hand facing your enemy? I say, let's fight this thing. Let's hit the wall at the speed of light in flight. Let's collapse like a star after burning bright for a million years, then explode like a huge supernova and create new elements for the universe to utilize and distribute among those who remain. We are all made of stardust, and so shall we forever remain, from dust to dust, from star to star, and so the story goes. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening, and here's a quote from American author and journalist Ernest Hemingway, who also won the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1954. Every man's life ends the same way. It is only the details of how he lived and how he died that distinguish one man from another.